Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Red Borum. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walter Wilson. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift bunts for an out with unknown description. Webb moves to second. One out. Walter Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0 for 1 in the game. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Dickshott reaches third base with a triple. Hockett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine who is chasing the ball. Schalk reaches third base with a triple. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wilson. Schalk scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Guy Curtright now playing center field. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Moses reaches second base with a double. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Les Mueller now pitching. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Schalk bunts for an out with unknown description. Cuccinello moves to third. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a line drive towards right. Outlaw catches it and throws to home to double up Cuccinello. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 0 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0 for 2 in the game. Borum hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 2 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0 for 2 in the game. Yurk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickshott. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Dickshott steals second. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. Nagel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cuccinello is walked intentionally. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello moves to third. Schalk moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 3 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Les Mueller. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0 for 3 in the game. Borum hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.